Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm talking to you from beautiful Costa Rica. Oh my gosh, it's lovely here. There's beautiful mangoes hanging on the trees, and there's wind, absolutely huge gusts of wind blowing through all the big, big trees. I don't know if you can still hear me. Did we pop out? Oh, okay, I see. All right, so I just wanted to tell you that it's really lovely, and I have a few more weeks here. I've been spoiled rotten, in a sense. I've been staying with friends at Amatierra Retreat Center, and oh my gosh, the food is outrageous, and the friends are outrageous, and it's just beautiful, and I don't know how I'm going to come back to Earth, but we'll find a way. And how are you? How many of you heard the show on Tuesday night when we were talking to David Eisen and he was doing sound healing? He's really made some inroads into sound healing. There's a lot of it going on these days, and he's been a professional musician for over 30 years. But what's happened is he participated in a study. They used his music the subject of a study, and they did a three-year study of its impact on people. Now, he's probably not the only sound healing guru or wizard that has this kind of ability, but in any case, the studies showed, and they worked on 350 people, if I remember correctly, and the studies showed that his music, and he's got CDs, he's got all kinds of like prescription CDs for pain and for sleeping and so on. And they literally tested out people's relaxation response, their pulse, all kinds of, I don't remember all the categories, but they tested an awful lot on 350 people. And he really got some great results. So his work is David Eisen, and he's got chakra sound, let me see now. CSS is, look up David Eisen and look up chakra sound, because he's got this whole system that he uses on the chakras. He also is developing a whole bunch of different systems. This one was, I think the chakra sound one is coming through Sounds True, and it's got itself quite a big listenership. So it's worth testing out the kind of material he's putting out as well. And if I had any with me here, I'd play some for you right now. Maybe you'd all fall asleep, and then we wouldn't get our work done, would we? And how many of you heard Vivian Haar and her talk, her 10-year-old interview, talking about how she was making a difference in trying to help child slavery around the world by selling lemonade and saving money and getting it over to the agencies that really work with a lot of getting people, kids out of slavery and helping them with rehab and really rebuilding their lives. She's only 10, and she is so utterly committed. So I really recommend that if you didn't hear that one, or just go online and find some of her YouTubes, find her TED Talk, find our interview on podcast, and it's on veronicaentwistle.com, because it's very, very, we've heard for a long time that the kids would lead us out of all kinds of trauma, but she's one of many kids who are so inspired at a very young age, so committed, so focused, that it really is heartening to know that it's true, that the new kids can make a huge difference on this planet. So check that out. Now, how are you doing? The other thing I want to talk about tonight is energy, which I always do to some extent, is the guides keep saying, my wonderful guides and angels keep telling me that we have, because of the frequency downloads coming through the universes and so on, we have the capacity to release ourselves from a lot of karmic entanglements and subconscious entanglements. And if you think about it as just vibrations and frequencies, you and I have the ability to tap in. I don't know how many of you are really doing this kind of work in the 70s and 80s. A lot of us were sort of stumbling into the beginnings of it then. But it took a long, long time. you get hold of some kind of abuse issue and so on. And we would get in touch with the very, very intense, heavy, dark frequencies that ran through our body minds. And then we would pull on them, and we would pull on them with our mind and with our focus, sometimes with our hands and so on. But it always took, like, we get it going. And I remember people being just blindsided for a couple of weeks afterwards and just could barely function. We'd get dizzy, we'd feel nauseous, any of those things. And nowadays, people just push that energy out in a heartbeat. So I want to say to you something that I've been learning about, that for a long time, those of you who've worked with me and my guides and angels will tell you that we often go in to various parts of your body and we find the energies that are dense, the frequencies that are dense, kind of like fur balls and so on, that are trapped in various parts of your energy body. And then we pull on them and we move them out. And then we talk about the energy reports you're getting as they move through the body and what kind of emotional attitudes, or whether it's subconscious, karmic, lineage, or whatever, that they relate to. Do they have to do with your suppressing yourself? Do they have to do with your hiding a rage in there? Are they coming from past lives? Is it sitting in your belly, like a lot of the sexual abuse stuff, before it gets resolved? A lot of people have been working on that. But before it gets resolved, it'll sit there, from my perspective, and a lot of intuitives see it like this. You'll get these like black kind of ribbony rings that go through. They're not rings, they're kind of undulant energy blurbs that go through usually the belly, and it has all kinds of reports throughout the body. And what it does is it holds inside your gut, and this is, I'm using sexual abuse because that's an extreme one. Any abuse has some version of this. Some of it's lighter, some of it's more movable, but it'll be the really intense, undiscovered sexual abuse is a very black kind of undulant line that goes through the belly area. And people often are heavy, not all, but some will feel a physical heaviness and a real lethargy in the body to transform that heaviness so that they can like move on from it. So we're going to do some energy work tonight because I was working on somebody who's got a really bad throat, and I was really fascinated by... Now remember, we're hearing that if you move the energies of karma, of past life, that kind of stuff, that we used to think we were kind of stuck with. And when you think about it another way, you could say, well, if all of us were shifting up and out of our karmic energies and our subconscious energies, it becomes contagious, just as sadness is energetically contagious, or depression is energetically contagious. It takes a kind of heavy lifting to move that stuff, if you look at it as energy forms, to move it up and out of your body. So I was talking about this wonderful woman who came for a session the other day, and she had a lot of frustration going on in her neck and in her throat. But when we were working, we started working throughout her body, and there was a really interesting kind of a... triangle shape, only it was poking up into, the top part was poking up into her throat, above that throat chakra, above the thyroid, and a lot of it was down, the lower, wider part of the triangle was down at her hips, and that triangle was pulling on her, and we could see that it developed at about 3 years old, because she was under all kinds of pressure, really sensitive, and she's with a whole aggressive situation. And so what she learned to do, and this is something that's relevant to you and relevant to me, what she learned to do was to, when the situation became stressful and I would say threatening to her at some level, she learned to almost, you could say, swallow down this huge vat of energy that speaks of her autonomous behavior. She learned to hold her independence, her autonomous self in secret or in privacy inside of herself. And that's fine, except that when she does it in an immediate way, and she learned this at about 3, when she does it in an instant reactive fashion, not in a conscious fashion, the interesting thing is it pulls on her throat and it hurts. And it's so we thought we were just going to work with the throat and the neck holds consciousness of self, which is always in a state of change, isn't it? You and I learn things, we go out there, we have experiences, we meet people, people bring up issues in us, we transform it, we become more or less conscious depending what's going on, and the neck will change. It will become less comfortable, at least for a while. Some people's neck becomes permanently discombobulated. Now, that just means that they're not accustomed to moving the energy. But the neck becomes uncomfortable because whatever this experience is triggering a release of old subconscious programs way down deep in the lower chakras. And then what happens is that energy is, but when it triggers a release, the energy is supposed to spiral on up through, pulling up more energy in association with different chakras, and then wringing its way through the throat chakra in order to raise the fields and frequency of your words. So ultimately, and I've said this a lot before, ultimately you go out into the world and say, hi, my name is Veronica, and people can tell whether I'm evolved or whether I'm not evolved. They can tell if I'm smart or if I'm kind of dull right now. I guess when I say smart under those circumstances, I'm thinking of someone who's alive and alert and ready, ready, teddy to rock and roll. So let's go back in. I want to talk to you about your energy fields. We're going to go in and do the sacred geometrics. We're going to do the galactic healing center. Remember the sacred geometrics. They're not that hard. I thought my friend the other day having this strong triangular holding pattern away from under certain kinds of duress, that triangular holding pattern pulls away from her transformative vocal. You see, it pulls inside because she's keeping it safe. If we find that out, and if she can get that consciousness trigger, that awareness to come up, she won't hold it in. She'll move it through her body so that the safety will be in transformation, not in the hiding process. Do you understand that? It's the hiding process, the withholding, and the storage that creates pain in the body. You see? So I hope that made sense. Now, we're going to go into our sacred geometrics, and the geometrics are really the building blocks of reality, are they not? So I remember when I was first kind of crazy, actually, and I say crazy because I was really broken, hurt, and I could not put my life together the way I thought it was supposed to be. And a number of things happened. What happened is I had a death, my partner and my husband died, and I had a very difficult adopted native girl that I had to give up. And there was a lot of judgment from myself, let alone other people. And I kind of snapped. But what happened in that snap is as I emerged, as I began to tune into that, everywhere I went, I'd be looking at a beautiful scene. I was living in Vancouver, BC at the time. It's very, very beautiful and in toward the summer and as the weather brightened up and so on. I'd look at a beautiful scene and it was always like looking through triangles. I had triangles everywhere. I'd look at people or situations. And I found out on sacred geometrics that they really are a key form. They're a very, very powerful form, and I was already being led into a transformative vision quest without realizing it because I thought I was grappling with sanity versus insanity. Sometimes I look around on the planet and I go, okay, what is sane? It certainly isn't fracking and having water burst into flames, even though we're not hurting your water at all, right? So they say. Anyway, so I was worried about sanity, and what was happening was I was getting images that were actually sacred geometrics, only I did not settle down and study that like people like Randy Masters have done, or even David Eisen or Bob Hoover. A lot of them have studied it with more succinct intellectual hoo-ha that I have. But I'll tell you, as an intuitive or emerging intuitive, I have seen these structures, these sacred geometric shapes emerge in my own vision. So as we call up the structures and we create the forms, the first things we're going to be doing is a ball up ahead, which is the up overhead, which is a disc, and that's the very feminine, you know, that's kind of the womb of it all, isn't it? And down below, another golden ball, drop a filament of light through your spine from the upper golden ball, through your spine into the lower golden ball. Then from the upper golden ball, you drop a four-sided golden pyramid. Now the pyramid is made up of triangles, isn't it? And, you know, adjusted to one another with the right angles and perched together. And those are building blocks, right? So upside down, meeting this triangle, this pyramid, we're going to have another pyramid, and it points into the lower golden ball. I'm going to say this all again in a minute. Inside, there's a beautiful crystal ball, which is that great womb of the feminine consciousness, or the yin. And inside of that, there's the star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional star of David, or you can call it the Merkaba or the Merkaba, and it's your light body. Remember, the light body, even though this is a three-dimensional star of David's shape, it's made up of triangles. And if you put them together a certain way, it's made up of tetrahedrons, four-sided triangles, diamond shapes, and so on. Look at the star. Well, anyway, I won't break it all down right now, but it's made up of those basic shapes, triangles put together to create a four-sided figure or an octahedron or whatever is going on, a dodecahedron and so on and so forth. I think that's got a five. I don't better not get into that because I think those are five-sided pieces that go all over this ball that's called a dodecahedron, and I believe it's for peace and calm. Anyway, this is not meant to be a whole breakdown, but I did want to say to you that as we build these structures, they really are full of building blocks of reality. So there's a lot of potential to use your mind, your focus, your intention, your vibrational. Remember, we're talking about the changes on this planet at this time that are vibrational, and they're helping us move right out of all our karmic programming. That is very exciting. So the fact that with your mind and your intentions, you can do a lot of work with this sacred geometrics, and in that, you can truly create a subjective reality that's got a lot more bliss than some of the stuff that we see going on out there. So, how about taking a few deep breaths? Relax. Relax. Now call in over your head, about 2 miles up there, golden ball, beautiful golden ball below your spine, another golden ball. Drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. If you hear any tremendous wind, it's because we're in a tremendous windstorm here, and it's warm, warm air. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided gold pyramid. And upside down, with this point going into the lower golden ball, another golden pyramid. And now have the pyramids meet together, base to base. And that means that they're now creating an eight-sided structure called an octahedron. Good. It's very beautiful, isn't it? Now inside of that, you've got your crystal ball. And it's the feminine shape. It's a very beautiful feminine shape. I always see it as these spectral, sparkling colors or flashes of spectrum all around it. What do you see? And now inside of that, there you are inside a star tetrahedron, which is like a three-dimensional star of David. Or for those of you who know about your vehicle for changing dimensions, it's your light body. And in your light body, if you can practice working with your light body, you can literally learn to change dimensions. But don't look at me for evidence, because I haven't learned to do that yet. Maybe I'm afraid that if I give up and do that, then I will just be gone into some other dimension. Now, I want you to spin and spin and spin. So you're in an octahedron, then you're in a crystal ball, and inside that you're in a star tetrahedron, and you're inside the star tetrahedron. I'd like you to spin and spin and spin and spin. Good. And as you're spinning, take a look in front of you at a very magical screen. And then take a minute to decide what you would be if you kept becoming what you want to become. I always say this every week. I'd like to become multidimensional. I'd like to become consciously multidimensional, to see from every dimensional level and to know from every dimensional level. Whatever you want to be, you don't have to be what I want to be. That's what I want to become. That's right. And so, and I see some of you have got some very beautiful images there. Now, that's a little movie. And when you feel like you're accomplishing something in that movie, that you can actually see yourself becoming rapid in light and move it over to the side. And now the second one is you creating a project you want to create. Maybe you're creating a home and a family. Maybe you're creating a peanut butter sandwich. Maybe you're creating around the world or an intergalactic travel. Maybe you're trying to sell a house or a project or something like that. It doesn't matter. Maybe you want to make a movie. Maybe you want to have a TV show, which is me. That's one of the things I keep going back to. It doesn't matter. I want you to see all the resources coming together for your project. It's money, time, the people that you need, the support, the inspiration, the strong intention, and the vision. See all these pieces flowing together, and you see the various pieces of your project coming together as you go. Isn't that exciting? And all the, it's just magical how everything comes to you and everything comes to your project. Woohoo! It's looking pretty darn good, isn't it? And then when you get this far along and you know that you've achieved your project, let's bring in all the resources it takes to sustain it for its natural life, for its natural longevity, the money, the people, the place, the travel, you know, whatever it takes, the energy, the intention, the goodwill. Good. And then when you feel like it's really cooking, wrap it in light and move it over to the left. I always just say to the left, because you got to move it somewhere. And I find people get mixed up if I just say, just move it. And then they go, where am I supposed to put it? Or maybe that's for me. The next section is the Galactic Healing Center. I call it galactic because you and I have guides and angels, all kinds of them. And they have their own guides and angels. And beyond that, they have their guides and angels. And beyond that, oh my gosh, what an infinite supply. And let's see here now. So in the Galactic Healing Center, you're going to invite a little group of very, very strong healing guides and have them ring the table. Here's a beautiful table, a lovely healing table, and have your guidance stand around it. Good. And the first person to lie on the table is you. And remember that your guides are very, very powerful. So just lie on the table, and you might have an idea about what you want them to do. You can ask for help. It's for anything to do with your body, mind, spiritual self. It doesn't matter. Good. It reminds me of the oneness blessings, because I feel such a wonderful energy building up when we do this. That's it. Excellent. And as they work on you, see if there's any advice for you, any reference to what's going on with you. Okay. All right. Of course, I'm on the table too. I forgot to say what I'm dealing with. I've developed this funny little swelling on my collarbone. It's been examined, it's been scanned, and all that stuff. And it's just some sort of gristly piece that showed up. And maybe it's a metaphor of my own personal gristle. I don't know. But in any case, it's one of the things I take to them because they have little bits and pieces. They tell me, they'll tell you as well, about what's going on in my collarbone. There you are. So you get going on whatever it is you want to work on. But if you don't know, let them tell you, okay? Now, when you think that you can count on the energy that they're putting through your body mind, you can count on it to sustain itself. Wrap this in light, move it over to the side, and remember that your healing team will replicate themselves because they are magical and they are multidimensional. I want to be multidimensional. Bring in a fresh healing table. That's right. Now, we have a caller regularly. Her name is Carol, and she comes in and she's had an awful lot of body pain. And we're going to bring her into the table to see if we can help her out with this body pain. I say we because it is a co-creative process with your guides and angels. And we're bringing her in. There you are. That's it. Now remember, she has a lot, just like most people who are going to lie on this table, there's a lot of past life involvement. I want to call it atonement. Carol, you've got a lot of atonement going on in your body, which means trying to make up for stuff that went on before. So there's a restraint, a fear of being not, I get it's, there's something about not being safe. To not be in trouble like that. It's almost like it protects you. Great, okay. Can you hold on just a minute, Nancy, while we finish this section? I'm really excited that you called. Now we're going to do one more. We're going to wrap Carol in light, move it over to the side, and have it stew away. Now we're going to put in a fresh healing table. We're going to bring in my friend who has ALS. Bring in somebody that you want to have healing for. That's it. That's it. And then we're going to ask what they're, and now they're telling me and they're telling my friend that it's a lot to do with brain patterning. I'm not sure, but I think she can probably gain quite a bit of healing, this girl, even though they usually say you can't. But you and I know if they're releasing all kinds of karmic stuff and helping us do that and the frequencies are up for that, why can't a whole bunch of these illnesses that were kind of a tragic sentence be shifted and so that life can be a little longer for some of those people? And they're showing my friend who's got ALS, they're showing her chest area, her bone structure, her spinal cord and her brain being all being worked with our wonderful healing team, who of course replicated themselves as soon as I called up this fresh table. Good. That's wonderful. I can really feel it perking there. So I'm asking the team to please work with her with a lot of intensity, and I'm wrapping in a light, moving it over to the side. You may have a different person on your table, so just wrap it up in light and talk to it and make it an intentional thing for that to keep going until there's some healing that goes on. Let's do a final one. I have some friends that are selling a wonderful business, a wonderful project. So let's have this healing table and we're having our team come in. In fact, I know three different people right off the bat that really want to sell their, one of them is a wonderful business. And one of them is a house with some property. And well, two of them are houses with property, but they have a very different designation. So I'm just showing them to the guides. They can solve that. So let's just put all these different business projects on different tables and have the healing teams replicate themselves and ask for the healing space. specialists of business, healing business specialists. That's it. And we have them work on these various projects. And what they seem to be doing is infusing these projects and these houses and these people who own the projects or the houses, infusing them with light, reminding them that the light will move them past the edict to always run old programs of that came from karma, that came from leftover stuff. And we're wrapping that with light. I hope you can feel it, because I sure can. And now, one at a time, we're going to wrap each one. This one is the house with the most property. And this person wants to sell it and wrap it and move it over to the side. The second one is kind of like a house where there's more than one abode on this property. So it's a house with another living accommodation there. There's two other living accommodations there. We're going to wrap that in light and ask the healing team to help that one sell. And the third one is this beautiful, beautiful business that accommodates a number of different people. And there we are. And we're just infusing it with light. You can fill in the details from your choices. That's easy to do. And just infuse it with light, because it becomes, and you know this, it becomes very irresistible to people when things that are up for sale are really bright with energy. If you could see whatever it is you're wanting to sell as just a really wonderful light ball, something that is so attractive in its radiance, it's just irresistible. Then we'll see if these things happen over the next day or two or three or four. Good stuff. And now let's wrap each one of them in light and move them over to the side. And now we have one more thing, and then we're going to speak with Nancy, who I hope is patiently waiting. Now what we're going to do is call in some of the new frequencies, call them in consciously using your brain, your mind, as a tool for gathering, and have it draw in these wonderful vibrations. Have them go through your body as if it's acupuncture. It's just titillating your body to transform. Good stuff. Excellent work. And now when you bring it down through the top of your head, whirl around in your neck and your heart, right down into your heart, feel your heart shoot back up to your shoulders, down your arms, so your arms are just tingling and buzzing with light, and then out your hands. And take your hands and pat. You can call in your team if you want to, the Replicotable team, and have these hands of yours go all around the planet, patting all the various parts of the world where the world is being destroyed by greed or by business stuff that we think is a little passe because it's hurting the world. And sick people, where there's huge numbers of sick people. That's it. Just keep patting it with light and infuse any of the beings that you can imagine that are in tremendous power that could make a difference on this. Infuse them with light and have this light move through your hands and pat itself all over the world where there's sickness, there's war, there's greed, there's poisoning of the planet and of the food and water. Yeah, let's tidy all that up. Just infuse it with transformative energy. Bring it back up, round and round and round your planet, round and round and round your planet, and then bring it back up through your hands, through your arms. That's it. Through the shoulders, swing down around the heart, pop back up through the neck, shoot way up out of the top of your head, way out into the great central sun, turn around, pop back down, shoot through your body and into the core of the earth. Good. It takes a minute in there, right into the center of the earth, pops back up through your feet and fills your body. You turn around and close off the galactic healing center, jump into our star tetrahedron, your Merkabah, and spin and spin and spin. And then I want to talk to you here. My name is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Radiance by Design. And tonight we're talking about getting more radiant and moving your vibration out of just following the edicts of the subconscious. Hi, Nancy. Are you still waiting there?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Am I there?
I'm trusting that you're patient, are you?
Yeah, I'm learning that.
So what's up with you, girl? What's going on?
Well, this is the perfect show for me, and I'm really learning to be patient because when you talked about the sanity versus insanity, crazy-making experiences, I've had plenty of those this past few years. After a lot of clarity about what I really wanted, and through all this crazy, I've sort of lost what I want now. And last couple of times I called into the show, you said there was a throat thing, and I feel like that's better, so I wanted to know about that. And just whatever you can tell me about, like, maybe, you know, what I wanted before, and, you know, if it's really just patience that I need to have around this, or...
You know, I want to tell you something that's a little bit complimentary. Can you handle that?
Oh, thank you. I haven't heard any of those things too much.
Your deeper frequencies, the deep underbelly of your consciousness is much more stable than it was. And I feel really excited about that. And I don't see your neck all congested. I see some big movement going on in your, almost like you're becoming, I don't know whether it's becoming a leader or a teacher in a way that you didn't used to. You used to be working on being a healer, right?
Yeah.
And that I'm not saying you're not going to be a healer, but you've got a strength and a power about being a strong teacher and bringing people forward in their light and helping with, almost like you're just going to educate people into being in touch with their own intuition. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. And that's, you know, I'm kind of getting tidbits, but not very much. I've been doing some school, and that won't end for about a month and a half. And so, you know, I've been real focused on that. And I've always
Does that mean you were studying at school or you're teaching at school?
I was studying at school, but it wasn't really, I didn't feel that it was really for the school. I felt that it was, because I've had so many transitions, and in order for me to stay in the spot where I'm at, I needed to do something. So it felt like it was sort of something to fill my time and to give me some, maybe more, a few more tools and techniques and some, some healing time, if that makes sense.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, but what I'm seeing is it also gave you a kind of an interesting grounding, which I don't think you were after at the time. Like, I know you're in a fairly remote part of the country, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you want to be in a remote part of the country?
Yes and no. I would if I had maybe even one supportive relationship where I am, where I'm at, or in some remote part. If I could be around a lot of people and then go back to the remote to sort of refresh, that would be perfect.
It sounds like a computer program to me.
A what?
The way you described it and then said refresh, I thought that sounds like a computer program. Would that it were that easy, right?
Yeah. Well, like on the screen, you know, that's what I would want on the screen.
But maybe, honey, what's happening is you're going to be, you've really amped up your ability to ground and teach some things. And maybe it just hit me, oh, you might be able to do this from a remote location on the screen.
Uh-huh.
You see what I mean? On your computer.
Yeah.
Because there's a vibration in you that was not, the last few times we've talked, I didn't see that. You were not excelling in that. And now you've got it radiating out there as if it's just a really strong, grounded light that gives other people confidence to learn whatever it is you're teaching.
Awesome.
And I know you're an intuitive. You're a channel, aren't you?
I haven't done it for a while during all of this, but yes, I can do that. And yeah, I'm very intuitive, very sensitive.
Well, see, I think that that's what one of the knot holes you've been pushed through is. You've been pushed through a lot of different, I want to say, facets of your beingness, so that you could bring these facets all around and you'd be the full diamond instead of just one or two facets, you know? Uh-huh. Like you will be grounded. Now, you're going to love this. You'd be a grounded, off the wall, intuitive.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
That's good. Yeah,
yeah.
Way better than the off the wall one.
Well, yeah, but it's okay to be off the wall if you know how you could put your feet on the ground sometimes and get what needs to be done. But I really think you're going to do your teaching. I just want to get excited and say, if you set up your classes, you get them going online, you're not only going to do it online, but that's a great place to start and to redesign and test and redesign your goals, your classes, you know, go through something like, what is it called? There's some healing sites, you know, healing teaching sites online. You probably know several of them. But I would pick a class of some sort and just refine the heck out of it to see how people respond and how you want to change it. Because, Nancy, you're going to do it for your own enjoyment as well as to help the other people. If we start that way with me first, then everything's got more energy, more light, and more commitment, you see?
Right. So do you feel like that the information will come in stronger? Because it just doesn't feel strong enough right now for me to be really clear enough to start. So after school, do you feel like it might get stronger?
What's your school? Is it online classes or is it an actual school?
It's online classes, yeah. So I've been on the computer a lot, and I get real burnt out as far as creating my own thing. So I was just wondering if I would have some, because where I'm at right now feels like it's temporary, and so that's causing me some concern to not really be able to focus on what I really want to create.
Well, let me tell you this, because you know you can't stop me, right? Well, you can turn me off, right?
Oh, I don't want to.
The thing about the computer is you're fed up with it. But on the other hand, you can play around with your idea and test it out on the computer and get up and move and it just take your computer with you. Doesn't matter, see? So you don't have to make a commitment on the physical dimensions because this is multidimensional, right?
Right.
And
a lot of things where you could start a basic course.
Hmm?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think it was my, you know, maybe personal fears coming up around having to move, because I've had to move a couple of times during all this, and you know, I'm just kind of tired and stuff. So just I wondered if you could see anything around my physical experience.
Okay, well, are you in a relationship? You were, weren't you?
I'm not anymore. What happened is that I got a divorce and I began a new relationship that looked really promising, and it didn't work, and I ended up having to move back in with my ex-husband. So it feels very, very difficult and temporary and kind of crazy. I mean, it's good. We get along fine. We get along better now, but it's just been really like insanity versus sanity thing.
Well, I'm not even sure what insanity means anymore because change factors.
I know, me either. But
but I see you moving, but I see it in transition. Like it's not like, oh, ba-boing, I'm moving here. It's more like I'm going to move this now and then this now and then this now. And then you're reestablished somewhere else. Do you live in a motorhome?
No, I live in the guest house of my home that I used to have. I don't have any ownership of that anymore. I lost, you know, I pretty much lost everything. You talked about the death of your husband. I lost my marriage and the death of my son and just all this stuff, my car, all my money, everything.
So somebody reminded me recently that that's called a shamanic death, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've met some very, very, oh, goody, we have another caller. Just wait a minute until we finish with Nancy and we'll talk to you. But I just want to remind you, Nancy, that I've met some very stunning people who are really high producers recently, and they've all been through total losses several times in their lives. And it's really encouraging when you hear that because, you know, it's not about establishing a success and maintaining it. It's about that constant forging. And you've got that coming. And when I asked you if you're in a motorhome, I asked you because what I see is this change coming up that's physical, and you move bit by bit by bit. But there's this huge, it looks like it's a big, big, big motorhome. And it looks like it comes to you. Somebody offers it or something. It's not your style, but it's a great place. You'll love it, you know?
Mm.
So, okay. But it's a transition that takes step by step by step, as opposed to, oh, it's just one jump. And it's better for you in the long haul because then you are fully birthing this new self, which is you, right?
Right, right.
You'll do just fine. And I'm really glad you called in.
Thank you, Veronica. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you. And thanks for your good work in your heart and soul.
Okay. Have a great evening.
And you too. And I think
Bye-bye.
We have another caller, do we? Hello?
Hello. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
It's Carol.
Hi, Carol. How you doing? I was talking about you behind your back.
Yes, I heard you.
How are you doing?
I'm still in a lot of pain. I'm really releasing a lot. Especially it seems like the energy trying to release stuff out of my neck and my brain.
Out of your brain, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that's interesting about that, you heard me talking about how we've got tremendous karmic release going on as a species, let alone as an individual, right?
Right.
And I think you heard David's call the other night on Tuesday night, David Eisen, and his thing is he doesn't use the word New Age, and I cajoled him about that. And the reason for that is he thinks it belongs to everybody. Sorry about the bell. I'm visiting a friend's place. he thinks that it isn't about New Age. He just believes that it's rising for everyone, and it's incumbent upon us all to catch the wave. And I look at you with all your pain, and I go, my gosh, I really feel like you're coming out. See, when I look at you and feel it, I see it in your arms, that your arms are releasing a terrific amount of limitation on how you reach for what you want. I mean, it's not like they're fixed in their pain. I know they hurt, but there's this energy flowing through, and maybe you can feel it right now. It's not just stagnant, is it?
Yes.
See, and go ahead.
I said, yeah, there's tremendous release.
Yeah, and that's very exciting, honey. Just to remember that years ago, this kind of release would take a long, long time. But even your voice has changed so much in the last few months. I mean, I can't even believe it. And remember, we talked about how the voice is how we've wrung out wisdom from all of our experiences, and it's carried out in our words and sounds, you know? So you're coming along, girl. Let's see if we can dump. Would you like us to work on some particular part? Oh, goody, we have another caller.
Yeah, and I would. Is there any way I can get in touch with David Eisen? I was interested. His tape sounds so interesting because he said you could... He has tapes where you can release without fear.
Why don't I, I'm writing this note down right now, and I shall get back to him, and I don't know his number, but I will get back to him, and we'll see if we can get hold of some of his pain tapes. How's that?
That would be great. I'd really appreciate it.
And you could be our, if he's up for it, you can be our guinea pig. How'd you like to be that?
Hey, I'm up for it big time.
All right, Carol, thank you so much. I have another caller, so I better say goodbye with a big hug and take care of yourself.
All right, thank you.
Carol, one more thing is, as you release, remember you're also having an impact on a lot of other people that can pick up speed as you do it, you know? So I honor you for that.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Thanks for calling. Be well.
Yes, thank you.
All right. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. I've had a wonderful time tonight with you all. And be in touch, veronicaentwistle.com. If you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels, if you have any feedback or guests that you would like to hear on Paradigm Shifters or in our podcasts, or you just want to say hello. So much love to all of you, and thank you so much for listening. Good night. Good night.